Tell me that.
I don't know.
What world do we live in?
I have no idea.
It's like grown-ass women asking to take a piss.
So I'm not going to do the welcome post. We only have 4 new members this week. Okay. Hey, baby. Happy Sunday, Forrest.
Hey. I just got one question for you. What question you got, bitch? Hey, we on that shit with that. In the top 2% time. Nigga, you so normal. Nigga, sit down like time. Okay. I've been here for a while. Okay. My team so wild. They wild. My team so wild. Woo! Like what? Like where?
Nigga, who man is this?
Like who?
Nigga, who plan is this?
Like who?
Grams just like this.
Like what?
Grams just like this.
Hey, show here. Come on in here.
We in here.
They said, where the show at?
Where the show? The show right here. Hey, out like here waiting for the show. That show been right here.
Dive in your bitch.
Ricky in the building. Shayla in the building.
On that troll shit.
Winning on that troll shit.
Hey.
All about my view.
Cloud God is here to save the day.
Family, the blues.
The blues.
Trust
if you choose.
For true.
For
true.
Yeah, I do.
And I will not lose.
Never.
And I will not lose.
I know you ain't gonna lose.
I never lose.
Why well, you the best? Nigga. Yo, I'm over here admiring you.
You admiring me, nigga? Oh, you weird, huh?
I'm weird.
Oh, you weird?
Yeah. I'm weird.
Well, come on. Oh,
come on, take a rap with friends.
With friends.
Watch your step.
D'Angelo in the building.
Suck in my gut. Now your girl wanna check me.
Check me.
Just see when I was reckless. Richard, just switch up the flow. Halftime move and switch up
okay.
Your
okay. 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 All right. All right.
Switch up his lows. Never been ranked in your top 10.
Never.
I need to switch up his lows.
What?
Well, at least I'm with the books.
Okay. Thing.
That's what we talking about, baby. You can't see me changing the network. Justin got a rapper to do more than just that web work. Who man is he?
Yeah. Hey, that boy sound geek.
Don't know about real IT. Your circle so small, I'm the only feature.
Better bet on black.
Show that they're most, so I sell them stacks. And everything I say,
be hashtag facts.
And yeah, I got them haters, but I ain't never seen them. If I must be winning shit, all you can do is feel me.
That's your Ray B in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, we late today, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's about 4-ish. It's about 4-ish.
Prince in the building. Somebody get Victor the little black ass up inside here.
Victor need to get his ass in here.
Mattel, bring your big dusty ass up inside here.
Every Sunday we doing this on Facebook Live.
On Live! Let me do
it. Hey, go ahead and harness that cheek.
Whose man is might call the cops on us here in this motherfucker right now, baby. Because we all the way live.
All the way live.
DJ Easy.
All the way live.
Go ahead and read that disclaimer before we even get started. It's
damn.
One of them days.
You gonna put a nigga on the... Hold up, hold on. You get my
hey, voice. He got a long...
Oh, hold up. Now I haven't started off already, bro. Hold up. Because we used to have we at the beginning.
Hey,
hold on, I got you.
You gotta read today.
Hold on, here we go. Okay, here we go. Whose man's at this podcast? Whose man's at this podcast? And our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results and or outcome as a result of our show. Any opinions and conversations are strictly for entertainment purposes only.
Let me try this shit.
Yeah!
Whose man's at this podcast and our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results and or outcome as a result of our show. All opinions and conversations are strictly for entertainment purposes.
Bam! And like he said, strictly for entertainment purposes only.
That nigga good.
Let's go.
Hey, listen. Remember, we finna get it in.
Yeah, right? We finna get it in.
Let me go ahead and do some sharing and some liking. First things first, I pop them. Just kidding. Who we bringing in first? Desi or Cash? I'll let you pick.
We're gonna bring in Desi. We're gonna do ladies first.
Ladies first.
Ooh,
ladies first.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Because you know the government don't give a fuck about y'all.
We don't give a fuck about them people with Virginias.
Virginias.
Goddamn Virginias. That shit to yourself, buddy.
Can't believe baby.
Hey, you being a lady girl with a vagina, normally we don't care what you there think, but say hi to the people, lady girl.
What?
That's all you better say. See, I'm saying sometimes you got to get women's in check.
The women's.
I will.
Meet your husband.
Oh, women. She ain't in the building today. She over there laying around.
I hope she meets me.
Got her feet up.
Woo! Oh my God, this nigga ain't got no shirt on. So please join in if you fit to see, if you want to see Cash's titties.
Oh, this is a shirtless episode again?
Yeah, you keep your titties
up. I put my titties?
Huh? Cash's titties gets more views than Desi needs. Cash, what up? Cash, allegedly you got a penis, so you're allowed to talk. How you doing?
Allegedly.
Just allegedly. Yeah,
it's good.
We're gonna be on it today. Good, I already know that.
I got cursed out by a lot of mothers for not calling them on Mother's Day, but whatever.
Why didn't you call them on Mother's Day?
What's the phone number?
I don't celebrate Mother's Day, and also Mother's Day was invented to be a memorial holiday to celebrate dead mothers, not living attention whores.
Whoa! Damn.
You remember that disclaimer that we both just read?
I got to read it again.
You got to read it again,
man. Whose man's this podcast now? Philly's own zero responsibility for what the fuck Cash just said.
Facts.
And
everything that's added is hashtag facts. Yo, let me get some people in this bitch real quick. I got before we get it started. You got any Facebook questions? Or we going straight in.
I mean, we can do a Facebook question first.
Go ask a question before. While I get myself. All
right, who in the chat right now?
Who in the chat?
All right, so just a Facebook question because you know I want to know more than motherfucking Joe.
Motherfucking Joe.
Cash, you listening? Dez, you there?
I'm here.
All right, so Facebook question this week: she on top, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we going in with it. She on top. She done got hers. So you know it's a little slippery. We know. Dick fall out. Mm-hmm. Whose responsibility is it to put it back in?
Always the handler of the dick.
Cash.
I think that this is a situations to this question that you gotta make sure that you apply. Like, one, how big is the dick? Two, is she enjoying the dick? Three, how small is her pussy? Four, can she take the dick? Because if you can just throw that motherfucker back in there without no cause and no pause, then granted, I feel like the man should do it. But if you got to ease your way back into it and slowly like slide up the water slide, then I think that she should do it to make sure it's done, you know, the right way where she don't hurt herself.
So it's the woman's responsibility.
I don't know what's happening here.
Life, whose responsibility?
Zenova in the building. Who else in this building? I told you, it's the handler of the dick's responsibility. So if you have to, you know, ease it in, you got to ease it in.
Thank you, Brittany. Brittany says it's her. She on top. It's her responsibility.
She's throwing it back in. Fuck. Nah, but see, you already did your thing. You might want to not want to pretend like you can't get it back in. Shit, go to sleep because your knees hurt. You know everybody in here 30 and over.
Dez, whose responsibility is that?
His, but this is what I call a position change.
Oh, okay. So if it come out, that's it for that
party
position.
Foul.
Party foul, new position.
I feel like if it come out, you know what I'm saying? She might be trying to hit you with the gummy bear anyway. She might be the gummy worm you got in this motherfucker.
Oh.
You already okay. You just try to put that hard sword back in.
He trying to act like he ain't hitting with the floppy.
Yeah.
No.
Hit with the floppy.
Well, I can say this. It's definitely a turn on when you grab it and put it back in. Hello.
Goodbye. Where you at? Good morning. Slide it back in.
You know, you got to be assertive. You got to grab it yourself and put it back in.
I agree with Fridge. It shows that she wants it once. And she like, damn.
Right.
Grab it and put it back in. It's like, ooh, you want this? You want this?
Oh, okay. You ain't done. You trying to get me pregnant?
It's your baby, bitch.
God damn it! I'm your bitch.
If she that should say something then if she's not putting it back in. It's like kind of like.
Yeah, if she look at you like, don't you put it back in?
Wait. To take it to the depths of wholeness, sometimes she's not always 100% prepared to do that because she might be like hands up in the air or like grabbing on the other things. So, or her mind just might be in other places because you didn't elevate her to another stratosphere. So she's not always coherent.
Hey, Zenobia said if you a pro like her, she puts it in with no hands.
Nah, dog, don't do that. Don't do that. I've had people do it successfully. I've had people do it unsuccessfully. Just grab it with your hands.
Well, she's saying she can do it successfully. Her shit got hands.
Okay. Nah. I'm like, I don't even want to risk it because I didn't have, like, I definitely almost turned into Dennis Rodman off of some shit like that.
What about Dennis Rodman?
You know, Dennis Rodman said he broke his dick 3 times.
Yeah.
You tell me you can't break something that doesn't have a bone, though.
But it feels
you can like break it. It doesn't have a bone.
Oh no.
It doesn't have a bone. But like,
if you never broke them before, how you know?
It does not have a bone.
So you just think because it ain't got a bone, you can do whatever you want to it?
I'm just saying you can't break it. You can hurt it. You can sprain it, but you can't break it.
So you can't bend that motherfucker to an L and it stay like that. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Yes, you can. It definitely can stay that way.
I think if it's hard enough, it becomes a bone.
It's a bone. That's why it's called boning.
So maybe we should.
If there was a bone in there, then you would be showers. There wouldn't be showers and growers. Then you would know the size when they're soft because you really wouldn't grow.
Shut up, Desi. You trying to make sense and we're not.
I mean, she's seen more dicks than me. You know what I'm saying?
Here's Desiree's question. All y'all showers or y'all growers? Well, not you married me. I don't want to know any more from showers.
Wait, where's she talking to that nigga?
Because Cash looked a little offended by my question. So are you a shower or are you a grower?
I'm a grower. I'm not a shower at all. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Moving on.
But I'm growing all the time, so it don't matter.
Wow. That just happened.
Yeah, put that thought in your head.
I don't want to.
This is not. But go ahead, proceed. Wow.
What'd she say?
she said, go ahead, pussy.
I said, go ahead, proceed.
Exactly. I heard, go ahead, pussy.
Yeah, go ahead, pussy.
Are we talking to our members right now? Who we talking to? Know.
Go ahead, pussy.
I said, pussy. I see in the building.
Go ahead, pussy. Go ahead.
Toy in the building. Go ahead, pussy. Big juice go in the ahead, building.
Pussy. Go ahead, pussy. That's a song right there, man.
Yo,
that should be hit.
Listen, guess what?
Hashtag go ahead, pussy.
Go ahead, pussy. Put it back in if you want to. Okay.
Go ahead, pussy.
Ladies, before we move on, ladies, you got to cheer on your pussy now. That's the real MVP of the world. All right. Hey, it said Drake gonna take our song.
Well, you already know that.
Drake finna skip.
Drake
on that. You hear that? Go ahead, pussy. On that next album, you already know he owes royalties. Check the timestamp.
Y'all better check the timestamp. Y'all know I did it first. I'm like but Ray J in this bitch.
But I said it first.
Actually, you did. Yeah, I'll give you.
You said go ahead, proceed. D'Angelo didn't want to know that Cash was a shower. I mean, a grower. He felt offended. Apologize, Cash.
Who felt offended?
Cash didn't apologize.
Would you rather me be a shower?
Yeah, I think he prefers you to be a shower. Moving on, we got some serious shit to talk about, all right? But you know, we still gonna make light of it because it's crazy. I don't know what kind of world we live in. What kind of world do we live in right now?
Man, I think it's 19.
This is like 19, a bad. 14. Okay, so we live in Family Guy world, and apparently Peter Griffin is the governor of Alabama.
No, and the governor of Alabama is a woman.
Peter Griffin. Lois. Yeah, it's Peter, or is it Quagmire's mom, dad?
Hey, y'all remember when Peter dressed up like a woman for the customer service job and he had fingernails?
Yeah, that was hilarious. Anyway, I'm trying to prolong because production is currently writing on the marker board and, like, you know. It's for later. Okay.
All right, keep it moving.
So, we came here. This is what y'all came here for, okay? Make sure you like, share, and if you have anything you want to hear yourself get heard, make sure that you give us a call at 843-557-3996 to talk to DJ Easy Dick.
We gonna put that in the chat.
DJ Easy Dick.
I don't appreciate that, man.
843-557-3996. But we are talking abortions. Should the government be able to tell you women what to do with your vagina parts? And or the babies that you put in. That's the first thing we're going to go. We're going to dive a little bit deeper. What do y'all think about this law?
Hell no.
Fuck no.
My answer is going to be a little bit more broad.
So you're going to be abroad. Got it.
Gotcha. But no, I just feel like that, you know how they separate like church and state when they talk about the government, even though they haven't successfully done that. I feel like that there should be a separation between government laws, policies, and your physical body. Like, what I do with my body shouldn't be governed. Like, what if they tell men that they can't masturbate anymore?
That's actually a proposed law because they're trying to. But go ahead.
Who this?
This is Zenobi.
Oh, how you doing, Zenobi? You welcome. You called in to DJ Easy Dick. We're going to put you on hold real quick, and we're going to get to your view real fast because Cash is running his goddamn mouth about nothing. Hold on 1 second, Zenobi. Go ahead, Cash. Finish your long-winded answer. Zenobi wants to call in and say that you shouldn't be talking about other people's vaginas and babies.
Let's go.
I had already finished my statement, so we're good.
Oh, you finished? Okay, Zenobia, never mind. We was, you know, I'll be blanking out. You know what I'm saying? So what do you think? What's your opinion? You called in first. Thank you for being our first caller of the day.
Woo, woo!
Woo, woo! What's happening? Listen, you called in to be heard. What's happening?
Well, I don't think that the government should be able to tell you if you can or if you want to have an abortion. You should be able to do it. It's your body. It's your choice. You got to look at all the kids out here in these foster systems, and they getting abused, burnt, beat, all kind of crazy stuff. So to me, and I know anybody going to agree with me, it'd be better to go ahead and terminate the pregnancy than bring a baby into this world that not only you can't take care of, but a system can't take care of it either.
I don't feel like I disagree with that.
Nah, I definitely agree with that statement.
I thought you was going to get wild on it. But definitely, because here's the thing. What's more of atrocity? You know what I'm saying? This thing happening. Now, I'm not too a big fan of this late trimester that I've seen a picture of when the baby's
That's out. Propaganda. That's not even, no one does late-term abortions. Yeah. That's propaganda. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's totally up to the person.
Yep.
Because you got to look at it. Everybody says, oh, you're killing a life. I mean, people kill people every day.
Every day, B.
Every single day, black, white, Mexican, it don't even matter the color. People kill people every day. Why bring a baby into this world, like I said, that not only you can't take care of, but you say, okay, I don't want to kill the baby, but I'm going to have the baby. Now your situation is even worse. You can't live. Things getting bad. Then you say, okay, well, I'm going to give the baby up for adoption. Now you get a family that just want to check. They mistreating the child, beating the child, abusing the child. Now this child grow up mentally, physically, the whole nine, and can't function. Not saying all of them are like that. But a lot of them are like that because I have 3 adopted brothers. I was my parents' only biological child.
Okay.
They adopted 3 boys. And the things that those boys went through was crazy. You wouldn't believe it. But they came into a good loving family, and they were just blessed for that. What about the ones that don't get that good loving family?
Yeah. Because some people get into this foster care thing just to be able to victim people. I mean, victimize people. And then the victims become victimizers after that. You know what I'm saying? So it's an endless cycle. So I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying, man.
Y'all just... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got it.
I was about to say, y'all didn't see that thing where the lady and them had like 12 to 13 kids. They had 13 kids and they were chaining the kids to the bed, beating the kids, doing all kind of crazy stuff. And the little girl snuck out and ran to a neighbor's house and called the police and told them. And went in there. They, when they went in there, they saw like kids chained up to beds and all kind of crazy stuff. And they had 13 kids in the house abuse.
Wow. That's crazy. That is crazy. That's the shit. And all that's the shit they said. Huh?
All those kids were adopted.
They had a live 911 call where you can hear her telling the operator, you know, I haven't had a bath in a year.
What?
And this little girl was like 10 years old. I can pull it up on Facebook and send it to you so you can see it just so. She called the 911 operator and it was like 5 in the morning when she snuck out the house. And she was telling them, yeah, two of my brothers are chained up. We haven't eaten. I barely leave the house, so I don't even know what street I live on. And when the police got there, they found the two brothers upstairs chained up. Malnutrition, the whole nine. They beat them, burnt them with cigarettes, all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, we see it all day, every day. So it's like, if you can't take care of a child, me personally, if I can't take care of a child, and I don't believe in this system, this adoption system, and all that other stuff that they have going on, why bring another child in this world knowing how jacked up it is? It's not getting any better. It's getting worse. So why bring another child in here to suffer? You know, who knows what? Who knows? You got like a 30-70 chance of actually getting into a good family like how my brother did.
So it's like a crapshoot, definitely. Definitely. So it's like a crapshoot. So we absolutely do appreciate Genovia and just shedding light on the system, because I didn't know anything about that. Did you know anything about that first, that story?
Nah, I was actually Googling over here. So
you know you can't read, boy. Shut the hell up. But thank you, Zenobia. We're going to see if we got some other calls. And stay inside the chat and stay tuned, please. Fridge.
Thank you. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
What's your opinion?
You didn't
hear it, blackface.
Man, call me blackface. But look, man, straight up and down, man, you can't tell a woman what to do with her body. Let alone, you can't hear me. And you can hear me now. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
All right.
Now, well, we couldn't hear you, but now we can hear you.
We go. We in there now. We gonna hear me now. So anyway, man, yeah, I don't appreciate them making that law down in Alabama. Alabama has to be like the worst, but when it comes to laws, anyway, Mississippi is the worst. Well, they touch. You know, so it happens.
I want to let y'all know something. Do you know that this a similar act like this is scheduled to be thrown on South Carolina's plate?
Georgia already passed the law.
What does the law say?
It's pretty much Alabama's a slightly stricter, but Georgia is right there on the same.
Life in prison?
Huh? Life in prison. I think in fact they will let you have an abortion. I gotta look it up, but Alabama is just like this much stricter.
So we was trying to Jones in on goddamn Alabama, but Georgia already done went through it.
Yep, it goes into effect in January.
So and correct me if I'm wrong. Go ahead, Cash.
What
do
you say, Cash? You got to January to do what?
Okay. What'd you say? You got a smart ass remark, Cash.
No, I was just saying I got until January to, you know.
Lay off in Desi? Oh my God, that's horrible. Jesus. Again, thank you, Zenobia, for calling in. The phone number is 843-557-3996 if you want to talk to DJ Easy Dick.
Just because I'm saying that.
The reason why the government. What is that?
I said, just because he said it like that, we're going to have zero male callers.
Liza in the building. Latoya in the building. Frank in the building. Let's go to the chat real quick. We got Desi saying that the government should never tell a woman what to do with their body. This goes against women's rights. Let me say you. Let me ask something. The government should never tell any of y'all what to do with your body. Male, dog. Oh. Hold on. Who this?
Man, you already know it's one and only Sizzle.
Uh-oh, Prince in the building. I'm not going to say that you're talking to DJ Easy Dick, but you are.
Oh, man, I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet on this situation.
Yeah.
What up, Prince?
I don't agree. What up, what up? I don't agree with none of that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be able to tell a woman when and where to do what, right? But see, I suggest people look at the bigger picture. So bigger picture. No government entity was ever designed for our people.
Right.
So I don't agree with child support, nor do I agree with abortions. All right, so when you think about it, these white people, they play the long game. See, we think about us. We think about self. See, they thinking about the broader picture. So why would they have a law about abortions? See, the issue is they depend on those single mothers who can't do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. Their child falls by the wayside, and then they become a product of society, and then they need that man in prison because that's the new slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a bigger picture. You know what I mean? Okay. So, you know, when you think about it,
this nigga is in the on it right now. Let him go. Let him go.
They strip the father from the home. They create him. They paint this picture like he ain't shit. And then they hope that the mama feed into will put him on child support, because child support, they getting benefits from it. They make money off of you being on child support. It's all about money, and it's all about wealth for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, you think about it, you know what I'm saying? It's not designed for us, B. It's not. And I wish people really see that shit for what it is. It's all about bread, and it's not to benefit our people. You need to wake up, son.
Yeah, well, we got, definitely. See, that's another perspective. That's why we want y'all to call in 843-556-3996, because we're getting broader perspectives about this. So, That's facts right there. They did remove the black man out of the home. It's systematically and you know, basically genocide. It's the long game, is what my dad used to call it. It's the long game. So what's happening is, and I get it. So if you can't abort that baby, then you're forced to take care of that baby. And then now there's welfare, so it's money in that. And a man who's on child support is going to jail, so it's definitely money in that. And then the child grows up to be ain't shit. So then the cycle keeps going on to more people that's in the system, that the will just keeps getting bigger, that rolls over us.
And then, you know, it forces their mother to have to go and get a second and third job. So she really ain't able to raise her children like she want to, because she got to go out and get it. Because once she's doing it by herself, I commend all my black and other queens who got to go grind on their own. I understand. However, but this shit is a double-edged sword, son. You know what I'm saying? Who raised it?
Hold on. We got somebody else. I'm gonna have to cut you off and see what this is. But brother, we thank you.
And we appreciate that though.
Hey, yo, who this?
Yo, there's Desi in the building.
Okay, guess what, Desi? You on the phone with DJ Easy Dick.
You gotta stop doing
it.
If you don't stop that.
Well, it rhymes with six, and I like it.
Lord,
I'm
gonna tell your mama.
Oh Lord,
don't tell
and
me.
I'm gonna
tell your wife. Yeah.
Oh my God,
she in
the building. Okay.
But no, I mean, I agree with Prince to a certain extent. We're not gonna touch on the child support part, but I do believe that none of this was designed for us. But if you look at it statistically, white people have more children out of wedlock than the African American community.
All right.
Like the black woman, we are the highest as far as success rate in college. That's because the society has contained the black man. So therefore, as a black woman, we have to now play the role of mom and dad. So we have to make sure that we're showing a positive example to our children by going to school, taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But for the government to say, oh, we're going to shut it down to where you can no longer have abortions. Abortion sometimes comes because a woman may not be able to handle if there's something that's seriously wrong with their child, that is nothing that they're going to be able to do. They may be diagnosed to where they're going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of their life. They may not be able to handle that. Or it may be rape or incest. you never know what the situation is to why somebody is having an abortion. I think it's just totally disrespectful that the government feels like they can come into play and say, oh, as a woman, you can't do X, Y, and Z to your body. None of these congressmen, women, and men have looked at it. What if that was my child? What if something happened to them? So therefore, now I'm saying that if they get raped and they get pregnant because of this rape, they're going to be stuck with that child. They're going to have to look at that pain every day.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, I mean, but yeah, so it's a good... So it sounds like the majority of the people are against this. So here's a question I have for the chat. And even you, Desi, maybe you could share some light on what Desi B. Here's a question I have for the chat. If so many people are outraged about this, how, sis, are these laws even getting to the floor? Right? How are these laws even getting passed? What's going on, people?
I'm gonna chime in on that.
Hold on one second. Desi with the white shirt on that we can see. Talk first, and then other Desi is gonna go. I gotta get some control over this shit.
These laws are making it into actual legislature because they're using propaganda. Like I said earlier, no one does late term abortions. Nobody. But yet they have fed this picture of a late term abortion. So, oh my gosh, people are like, oh my God, we have to ban abortions because people are waiting until the baby's fully functioning and damn near born to kill it. That's not what's happening. I'm gonna get real passionate about it right now for a minute because I have had an abortion. I was 15 years old. It was 7-8 weeks long. And it takes a toll on a woman. I was 15. I went through depression. So it's not like women are just doing it just because they want to be wild and free. Like it came with decisions, and it comes with decisions. I would never do it again. Why can I say never? I wouldn't like to never do it again. But this law scares me because I also said I would never have an abortion. And then when I got faced with that decision, I made that decision. Mm-hmm. So you can't say I would never do something if you haven't been in that place. I also said I would never be in an abusive relationship. It happens. You can't make judgments and laws on something that you cannot experience or you have not experienced because you don't know what you would do in that situation. So I'm just going to leave it at that because if I go on any longer, I might get red in the face.
Okay, don't do that. We're not going to do that. All right. East Dot Fegan in the building. S Dot Fegan in the building. Okay, all right. So, Desi B, real quick. Before we let you go, I asked the chat a question, and I'm about to read what the responses is. Go ahead, you answer it. Because according to Desi N, it's already in law in Georgia.
Right. This shit crazy, man.
Well, I mean, I just think it's like this. The way that it's happening when it gets on the floor is, for one, I don't feel like this is anything that they've done like a census on or whatever. All I feel is just another way to control the population. Like that's all it is. So in order for them to control the black population, they have taken away the head, which is the man. So now another way they seem to, because in their eyes, they always gonna see that we're the problems. Even though we have more solutions than they can count on one, they can count on any hand. So I just feel like it's just another way for them to control it. So, I mean, there was no vote when they came in. Oh, we're going to vote. We're going to put it in today and say we want abortions for this, that, and the third state. I don't feel like it's that. The government does whatever the hell they want to do. That's just how it is. And I know that firsthand. I just see it as they're just coming up with other ways to be able to control society.
Absolutely.
I mean, they already, right, they already don't want to. Not all the states want to accept the fact of marijuana being legal. And I know some people use marijuana just for their own benefit, but they've never looked at it how it helps people that have suffered from
PTSD, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. They don't look at all of that.
Gotcha.
Because they're getting funded by the pharmaceutical company. So, I mean, the government always, they know what they're doing. They always have a way around anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just how I see it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in, DJ Easy Dick. Thank you. And so does the rest of the Whose Mans Is This. We're going to go to the chat. Stay tuned, Desi. Do not leave. We want to still hear everybody's point of view. Chrissy has a question. She says, what do you consider late-term abortion? What's a late-term abortion? Google
it. I think it's like after 6 months.
Third trimester. 6 months. Third trimester. There you go.
Which is that bullshit? Because, like Desi said, no one does abortion at that time. Like, if there is a percentage, I'm pretty sure that shit is extra low.
Most places that perform safe abortions, they won't go. There's a time limit. You have between 6 and 8 weeks to do the pill that pretty much mimics a miscarriage, and then anything from like 8 to 12 weeks is when that's where it gets a little less humane.
Okay.
Cash. Yeah, you was kind of quiet.
No, I was just letting everybody speak their piece. I'm circle back to what my homie and my social media best friend Prince said was that because you know we both be on some whole shit, even though he doesn't claim his wholeness, but it's all right.
He is not a whole.
Real recognized real. You know what I'm saying? All right. So one thing I want to touch on is that what we got to do is we got to acknowledge the fact that there is a process to everything that's happening, and that we got to acknowledge the fact that the moment that you let the government in your house, then you now accept the responsibility of feeding and taking care of them. And what I mean by that is we let the government into our homes way, way, way before, or into our bodies rather, way before this abortion law. Way before the child support law, because I mean, even with welfare, there's mothers out here that can't get welfare and can't get government assistance unless they put their father on child support. Like, so gotcha. There's laws that forces you to do that, even though you don't want to do that. It's like, nah, he don't need to be on child support. He help out, he take care. And I don't want that, you know, on his record, because a lot of people don't know that child support shows up on your credit report. You know what I'm saying? So that's holding a man back from being able to even provide a household or a house. Mm-hmm. And what woman gonna want a man that can't get a house? How you gonna be the head of a household and the house in her name? You know what I'm saying? So it'd be things like that. And of course, it'd be things like that, but then you take it a step further and you say, okay, so you got child support, and I don't have a problem with child support, even though I think it's a fucked up system, but I think that all government systems that try to force you to be a family man, or force you to be a family, or force you to be a mother, or force a person to be anything whoever other than what a person wants to be. Like, if anything, any law that forces you to be something that you don't want to be, I don't like that shit. So, like, so what you got to be able to do is say, a law shouldn't be able to tell me how to live my life. Unless I'm trying to take somebody else's life or ruin somebody else's life, I should have full control and dominance on how I choose to live my life, whether I wanted to be gay, whether I want to grow my own food in my yard, like whether I want to be vegan, whether I want to get abortions or not. I just don't think the government should be involved in those type of life decisions, because I got to live with that shit. Y'all don't.
Right.
Y'all don't have to live. The government doesn't have to live with that. My lawyer doesn't have to live with that. The police officer that enforced it doesn't have to live with that decision. So I just feel like that we should start getting the government out of our lives and out of our households. There's some things that we can't do. I can't repave the street. So I definitely know that we need laws and taxes and things like that for shit like that. But when it comes to my house and my household and feeding myself and taking care of my family, stay the fuck out of my business. Like, gotcha. and just mind yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the old saying, like, mind your own yard. Like, you worry about what you got going on over there, I worry about what I got going on over here, because there's people who can't even afford abortions, even the pill, because I know the pill like $300 depending on what city you in, but they can't afford it. And the reason they can't afford it is because they're being oppressed by the system. So if I'm oppressed by the system and it takes me 6 months to come up with $600 because I got to, you know, scrape, beg, and borrow for that shit, then that's what that person has to do. Not supporting late-term abortions, but I'm saying
that's when it gets a little bit later, because you had to scrape up the money. Let me go to the chat real quick, Cash. Lou says, why have I not heard any doctors say anything about these issues? Like, I haven't. Just all stupid-ass politicians. And I think that was Bernard who might have said he was going to call in. Bernard, whenever you want to call in, we right here.
for the next 10, 15 minutes on this, and then we're going to move on to some other shit. Shayla says the credit report thing was that was removed at the end of September 2018. It stopped reporting on your credit as a lien. They can't see the child support thing, but that's just recently. But your point is still very valid because there's a lot of things that goes on about that, right? And Bernard said this is the first time in his whole life that he ever agreed with you, shirtless man. You are growing. Look at you. I'm proud of you, man.
Can I add a, from an economic standpoint? Mm-hmm. So I read an article up into, you know, coming up this week.
That is Bernard, man.
All right. What's up, Bernard? You tuning in to DJ Easy Dick.
Hey, man.
One second Desi. Before we go, Desi, continue on and we're going to let Bernard hit up.
I was just going to say, from an economic standpoint, I was reading is that the reason why they're trying to ban abortion is because right now we are at the lowest infant, you know, population growth in decades because people can't afford to have kids. So millennials aren't trying to have babies. And the working force right now is aging out, so there's not enough people to replace them. But then they're also being strict on immigration because the populace is white. So they want to limit immigration, which would stimulate the economy because they don't want immigrants and people of color to become the populace. That's why they're also banning abortions, because if you circle back to what Prince said, you know. But the funny thing is the majority of the people that do get that do have abortions are of the non-melanated persuasion.
So they're white. Okay. Bernard, holla at us.
All right. So, you know, just I want to make sure a couple of things that, you know, when people talk about this, that we as black people understand. One, that welfare system was built to take the black man out of the home.
Facts.
So with that
absolutely
system being built to take the man out of the homes, the Planned Parenthood system was put to make sure that black women don't have children. If you go back and you look at these systems, these ain't white people that's doing these things. It's the black girls and the black boys who are doing it. You can see a whole lot of white men going to jail on child support. Mm-hmm. It's the black guys. So when you look at a system and you want help with the system, it should be black people helping out. If these black women want people to help them and say, hey, we should be able to do abortions or whatever we need to, that's true. But let's make sure that we protest also and say, stop putting my man in jail for 25 years because he's 50 cents short on a child support payment. Therefore, he needs to be locked up because he owes the government.
It's just not very personal.
I better pay your child support, nigga. No, it's not personal to me because, you know, I grew up, I mean, Will knows me. I grew up in the hood, man.
Yeah.
So I watched this so many times. The people I know, we all in school. He 18, but he is senior in high school. He working at McDonald's. She got to get a welfare. The government tells him to come to court. Next thing you know, we don't see that brother no more because he 50 cents short on a child support check for $800 that they're only going to give her three, and they keep the rest of this to themselves and put him in jail for 20 years because he can't afford it.
Well, this is deep.
I had no idea child support was like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, what they do is they put you in child support and they say your child support that your past due and all the fees and the back fees is your bond.
Wow.
So if you're $16,000 behind,
25 cent license plate.
Correct. My thing, how do you pay that? So it's crazy.
You can't pay what you can't pay. If I'm behind because I can't pay, you put me in jail doesn't make me available to pay.
Some people don't need business because we can see
that's logic.
Can't afford them. I have no problem with that. He's a black community to make sure that we sit down and tell everybody that we're going to champion everything that we do as long as we make sure that the consequence for any decision anybody gets to make is not jail for the rest of your life.
Correct. The chat, Lou says the narrative is steered correctly. This would be tied to healthcare affordability, and I'd become a larger and it'll become a larger federal issue. The thing is, too, as well, is if you don't know, you don't know, right? So, like, to piggyback off you, Bernard, we have to start self-governing and self-educating ourselves. The reason why you don't see a lot of white men going to jail because of child support, they do get behind, but the white women take them to court and they mediate, right? They'll go to family court and mediate. Black women, they don't know any better. They go to DSS. They get them involved, and then that's what happens. You see what I'm saying? So if you go into if you're going into family court, which is a private action, then you know it's just like, okay, what do we need to garner some more wages, or do we set up a payment plan so you can get it caught up?
But if you go through DSS, then it becomes a state thing, a city thing.
You're missing one point.
What's that?
The point is, like what they were saying earlier, if the girl sits down and she has the baby because they won't allow her to abort the baby,
mm-hmm.
she sits down and she says, what's my choices? I have to go get food stamps or whatever else. When they walk into the food stamp place,
you got to get on child support.
Time mm-hmm. unless you give them the name.
Correct.
And if even if that brother is doing his best to pay her $100 and that's all he's got, if it's not what they think it is, they're coming after them.
Yes.
You're right. In fact,
they can't get Medicaid for the baby or anything.
Or do I get to eat?
That's fact. They can't get insurance for the baby unless the baby is, unless you're on child support about it. So, yeah.
Another thing I want to jump in on.
No, but if you're sitting down and you're in the white community about it, it's like what you said. You get the whole, you know, well, we're going to mitigate. We get to go and talk about whose paycheck is what, blah, blah, blah. But when both of y'all paycheck is, you know, a total of $500 a month, and no matter what mediation in the world, you both can't afford that kid.
Facts.
Oh, and by the way, can't even afford the child, the abortion. Oh, and by the way, if you don't take care of that kid, he going to jail, and we're going to ruin your life by taking insurance from you and put him in the system. So you have more people making crisis plans in jail.
Yeah. Hey, it's for real, brother. I got somebody else beeping in, but I do appreciate you stay in here, all right? We got you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Bro. 1 second, Prince Cash, go.
All right, the one thing that I wanted to jump in and say is that you got to understand the mental psyche that they're doing on our population, because in our neighborhoods, and mostly predominantly melanated neighborhoods or black neighborhoods or African-American, whatever you want to call it, you got abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood. But in white neighborhoods, you got fertility clinics. So they're trying to inspire you and talk you into having a kid, while they're making it more available and convenient for black people to not have a kid. So they've had those clinics in our neighborhoods for decades. So we got 30, 40, 50 years of being mentally conditioned to be okay with abortion. And then in 2019, now it's illegal and you can get locked up for it. Mm. And that's the setup. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question real quick. Anybody, if you can answer real fast. So is Plan B considered the same thing on this act?
I will weigh in on that part right there. I'll weigh in on that part.
I heard that. They're trying to ban all forms of like birth control too. I want to say it's Alabama.
Well, real quick. Okay, so SZA, go ahead. You on the phone? We got you. You got a couple minutes. Go.
Real quick. I wanted to just throw something else out there when it comes to this child support shit. I don't know if maybe the ladies know or they don't know, or some men with kids know and don't know. So let's say, you know, you got a child with a woman. You've been taking care of that baby since the day she was born. Now she's 10 or 11 years old, right? Okay, so you and the mama done had a falling out or whatever. Y'all ain't vibing now. And she decides to go put you on child support. And as the baby is 10 or 11 years old, from that moment forth, they going to date you back to the day that baby was born. And you're going to be in arrears from the day she was born, even though you've been in her life since she was 1 year old.
That's 100% true.
That's
100% true.
And then we get jammed up and we end up so far behind, and then next thing you know, we locked up on some bullshit. We've been there since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I said people don't even look at the bigger picture.
I like this. Prince, I like this.
Prince on one today, boy.
Hey, listen, Prince.
Yo.
I feel you, brother. You need to call in more often, man. Y'all got to start inboxing what y'all want to talk about so I can get this shit going on. Pause real quick. Does it go?
Women talking about women's bodies to justifying men. Because, like, I feel like there needs to be more women in the discussion. Not to say y'all don't have an opinion, but, like, literally only conversation going on is about child support, not about a woman's body.
Well, because let me answer that. Number one, Alabama said you women don't think so well, okay?
you ain't allowed
to be talking. But number two, the reason why we're switching to this is because the fact that somebody's telling another person what to do with their body is utterly fucking ridiculous. So it's not that we're pushing past it. We're just trying to gather some better understanding because the fact that somebody's saying you can't do an abortion, you can't take a pill. So what is condoms? I need to know, is condoms illegal now? All right, so there we go. That's the segue. Real quick, is condoms illegal?
Nah, condoms ain't illegal.
No. We'll break the law regardless.
The point
is, Cass,
it's more so, man. Like I said, man, it's a bigger picture, son. This shit deeper than just the surface, man. You know what I'm saying? Look with that third eye, man. Really?
Well, my niece just told me that you are given several eyes. She just said right. That. She just walked past me.
Shout out to Rail.
Yeah, Rail said, listen, her daddy said you only get one eye. He's like, no, daddy, you get multiple eyes. So definitely. Hey, all right. Yeah, so listen, that brings me to segue right before we lead out of this. In Texas, there's a lady
call the whole
who
time.
Says she's got a bill going to get passed that men cannot ejaculate. Unless it's inside a woman, right? The crazy shit about this is politicians are so hell-bent on this abortion that they feel like, because she brought this up just to show you how silly the fucking abortion shit was.
Right.
That shit is one step away from being law.
Right.
In Texas.
Amen. If that's how you got to fight the system, then fight the motherfucking system. I support you.
So you have to ejaculate inside a woman.
I support that shit.
Or it's illegal.
Ooh. I support that shit.
You have to ejaculate inside a woman, or you have to go to a designated ejaculation site so that they can save that specimen for future.
Word.
Look,
I don't need to shoot it on nobody's back.
Man, that's just some bullshit. I'm gonna tell you how that's some bullshit. Look, y'all gotta understand this. At the end of the day, whether they trying to make or choose whether or not a woman can abort, like. Or they trying to choose whether or not a man can ejaculate. You got to look at the negative ramifications of this shit. Because some people are going to be put in situations where they need to do what they have to do. And then you basically making them a criminal for not agreeing with you. And I think that's my bigger picture. It's not that, let's talk about child support. Let's talk about abortion. Like one is different than the other, separate from the other. It's that just because I don't agree with your lifestyle of living, I shouldn't have to be a criminal because of it. Just because I choose or not choose to ejaculate doesn't mean that I should be a criminal because of it, because you got to understand that the law can tell you where you can, when you can, and how you can ejaculate. Then eventually it's going to tell you that you can't do it. It also can force you to do it. Like, you got to understand, in China, they forced people to have kids for years and decades until their population got out of fucking control. And then people started dying for their lack of provisions that they couldn't provide healthcare, food, and all of this shit. Like, infrastructure to the people. And then they started saying that you can only have this many kids, and then they limited how many kids you can have or your kid would be killed. So like,
then you gotta kill the women.
Yeah, there's negative ramifications that can happen. Like, you only allow one daughter in China. It's like crazy shit like that. And we start allowing laws like this to pass, it's a slippery slope that's gonna get down to the point where they're gonna itemize and dictate every aspect of our life. And you got to understand, if a man say, you can't ejaculate unless it's inside of a woman, then what's stopping that man who doesn't have any sense, who wants to jack off but can't jack off, from raping a woman? Like,
apparently that rape's going to be legal soon too, so.
Yeah, that's another good segue, right?
Yeah,
because
of course, you know, so now they're trying to say once you consent the very first time.
You cannot say no.
There's no turning back.
That's bullshit.
What kind of fuck shit is that?
What if you say yes and then you find out this nigga got AIDS or something? You should be able to say no. What if you say yes and then, like, midway through you see a bump that you don't like? You should be able to say no. Or maybe you go to his house and his hygiene ain't all the way there, or her hygiene ain't all the way there. You should be able to say no at any point in the process, man. That's some bullshit.
Might be wacky. You might just want to start. Might not even see shit. Just, you know what? I just don't feel like doing this anymore.
Yeah,
I want to go.
You should be able to stop it at any time.
They in the building. Victor in the building. So listen, our bottom line is, it's about your freedoms and your liberties. And all this propaganda around it is a segue into you giving up total rights to your body.
Well, women already don't have total rights to their body. Aside from the abortion, a woman can't get her tubes tied unless she's a certain age or unless her husband signs off on it.
Yeah.
Her husband.
Oh, if you have at least one child, right?
No, it's like
you have to be at least 35 years old. They might tie your tubes if you have a boy and a girl and you're married and your husband signs off on it and you're under 27. They might sign off then. But like me, I'm 28, almost 29. If I wanted my tubes tied right now, they'd tell me no, because I'm not married and I only have one child and I might want more kids down the way. I know for sure right now I don't want more kids.
Whoa, hold up. What?
I've never not shied away from that fact. Not to mention that I probably can't even have any more kids due to other things. But I'm just saying, I know plenty of women who wanted their tubes tied and have been denied that. And then they end up with the baby. Like,
go ahead.
But a man can have a vasectomy at any time. And that shit can be reversed.
557-3996 is a one-way ticket to who?
DJ Easy. Dick.
So,
man, they want that would not catch up.
They better make mandatory vasectomies.
It rhymes with six.
It's easier to get rid of them than to wear a bulletproof vest. I'm just saying.
What?
My friend says she has to be 40, not married, and only has one kid. She says she has to be 41.
Yeah, you have to be like, I mean, there's so many.
There's different stipulations for different states and different cities, but But at the end of the day, it is like a hello. It's a lot of loopholes you got to go through. Because, like, I know, like, in Missouri and Illinois, you got to have at least three kids before your tubes can get tied.
Yeah, I thought it was three kids in South Carolina. I may be tripping. But the whole thing about it is, Desi, thank you. I see you're so passionate about this. I guess women do think all right, okay, sometimes. Doesn't mean you get to have a voice, woman or girl. Uh-oh. Hold on. You just dialed 843-557-3996. You are now connected to DJ Easy Dick. Who this? You are now connected to DJ Easy Dick. Yeah, who this?
DJ Easy Dick will make me hang up. I ain't even gonna lie.
I would hang up if I accidentally called a number and got DJ Easy Dick
too. Oh, it's Victor. Oh, what's up, Vic? You live, Vic. You know it's Vic. He's slow. It's okay. What's up, honey?
Fuck?
Yo, Vic Damone, what's up?
Look, man, I just woke up and I saw a comment that I've been shooting up clubs since the 1990s.
That I heard that's a fact.
I actually did start shooting up clubs until 1999.
Okay, so all right, so almost the 1990s. Hey, it was a close enough true statement.
Yeah, it actually is a true statement. It's been a couple of clubs in South Carolina in Charleston that I've been in.
Time out, man. We talking about real clubs?
Yo,
we were talking about vagina, man.
Both. Both of them.
We had a shootout at the Palmetto Pub.
No! I love it. There you go.
No.
Hey, Victor, stop that shit, bro. You just got out of jail, man. Hey, listen, you in the state of Texas, real fast.
Yeah, I'm in Texas.
They said that in Texas it's about to be against the law for you to be able to masturbate. What's good?
Yes, they're trying to pass that law. It's some crazy ass white woman down here. Feels like it's a gift God to lose any kids. Yeah, so it's a crazy ass white woman that has started that petition. So they're trying to pass the law. They trying. I don't know if it's gonna pass.
It's gonna happen, nigga. Then what's gonna happen? If you ain't ejaculating inside of women, it's illegal.
This is my question. Yeah. Life.
That's what they trying to do.
Hold up, Vic.
I asked this question for the chat and for Vic. If the law passes where a man cannot masturbate anymore unless inside of a woman, are you or are you not a criminal?
What did you say? Okay, so they want to know if the law passes that you cannot ejaculate unless it's inside a woman or a designated ejaculation station. Are you going to be a criminal tomorrow?
Yeah,
there you go, my nigga. Lock me away. Throw away the key. Put something on my commissary. If I have to go to jail for jacking my dick, my name will no longer be DJ Easy.
Yo, I got one.
I'm like, I'm doing an abortion.
Desi.
In the back of my...
Yo. My mind just had an epiphany because I just got a question.
What about Whitney?
Got to go, man. Vic, we appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate
Okay. So they just literally will make it illegal to be gay. That's crazy. Read the disclaimer though for Vic real fast. He's off the phone.
Man, Vic call up here wildness now, y'all. Whose man's is this podcast now? And our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any results and or outcome as a result of our show. Any opinion, conversation are strictly for the entertainment purposes.
My nigga, I love Vic, dog.
I'm mad this nigga said Palmetto Park.
Hey, listen. My favorite member out of the 10,000 people.
Hey, yeah, for real, nigga. We had a shootout. You was there life. Remember, nigga, you threw the gun in my lap.
You had on that blue hat.
My nigga called in and made my day. I said we had time for one more caller, and I seen that shit come from, it said Texas. I answered that bitch. I'm sorry, Des, I interrupted you. But when I seen that motherfucker say TX, I knew exactly who it was, so I answered.
I had real tears.
So we got to be careful, okay? We're about to move on.
We appreciate everybody's opinion, man.
So when you can't ejaculate unless it's inside of a woman and she can't abort it, even though she don't want it, and you'll both have to pay for it, even though y'all can't afford it.
Welcome to the Handmaid Tales.
And if you in Georgia and you sell drugs, go ahead on YouTube and figure out how to do abortions, because that's probably going to be a better business because it's illegal now.
Word. Hey, Vic.
Word.
Hey, Vic.
I know how to do abortions.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Somebody go see Cash.
Don't go see Cash. Don't.
Cash, you going by doctor or what you going to do?
What is happening here, man? Listen.
Meet him in the back alley.
I hate all of you niggas.
Just meet me at the top of the steps.
We're not doing it that way, man. We're not.
This nigga said meet him in the back.
Nah, we're not doing it.
Oh my God.
It's not the way we're doing it, man.
Oh my God.
I swear we ain't doing it that way.
Only you niggas.
Your healthcare will take care of the
popping champagne, trying to party talk. Came up, but I'm still full of pain. Preach to them youngins, cause I know they listen when I talk. All praise to my God, but I gotta thank all the role models that I made it out. They ain't never give me shit, but I capitalize off of everything they talk. They don't know me, but I'm knowing that they know what I'm about. Codex say I gotta think before I open up and talk. Yeah, real shit, you just gotta feel him. Man, hang around, you ain't down to kill a nigga. I'm gonna don't check that butt when I pistol it. I forgot it was caught back when I spill him. I don't wanna be another nigga in the system. I'm gonna double back on a nigga if I miss him. Take my mama on the cruise like my name Villa. Keep the screws spread with your niggas, rolling on jiggers, bust the money down like a swish. If my nigga down, I'ma uplift. Took a lot of chances, I'm a high risk. My nigga mind gone, he don't got nothing to live for. I swapped out the Bel Air for the liquor.
Gotta show him that I'm different. My ex, I'ma keep asking him. Before I do it, I wanna make sure that I'm right. My niggas know that though. Yeah. I'm decking on that flight. Yeah. I don't care about no bitch. Only my nigga, the one I want to tell me different. Came up, gotta thank the Lord that I'm rich. Tell me for the save, but I spent.
Right, cut that shit. It's tea time with Desiree. Whew, that was a crazy show.
Man, tea time should be just what the fuck Vic did this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, my tea is really not too much tea because everybody been talking about abortion law, so. Ain't really too much pop up in that hasn't already been said. But let's see, Trey Songz just popped out of nowhere with a kid.
It's rumored
that he's a porn star, so he went the Drake route. And yeah, just popped out with his son Noah, like, hey, I had a baby, broke a million hearts in the process.
Do you think he tried to get
yours, even though you're not trying to have babies?
Do you think he's trying to get her to take the plan B?
I don't, you know what? She probably, he probably did, but you know what? There's, I don't know. There probably, he probably did. Who knows? Because
maybe she had foresight and knew it was going to make her a criminal to get an abortion, so she just decided to keep it.
Or she knew she's the bag. She finessed him. I mean, because if you think about it, like, I was really sitting here thinking.
Said his baby mama ugly. The other daddy said his baby mama ugly.
Oh, man.
She is. She is. She popped up in the scene when he was dating Lori Harvey because she was like, oh, you with him, sis? Well, I'm pregnant with his baby type mess. But then she took it back and said she wasn't pregnant. And then, boom, she popped out with the child. And then I guess he got DNA tested and it is his. So.
My rule of thumb is don't have sex with women that you wouldn't take a picture with.
Well, then that eliminates a lot of the groupies that these entertainers sleep with because they take pictures with everybody. Just saying. I mean, the baby's cute. So. But yeah, he just popped out with a baby out of nowhere. Just, yeah. And then, the other little bit of tea that I guess slid under everybody's radar, because I really haven't heard too much about it. But Kim and Kanye, they just welcomed their fourth child, the second one via surrogate. And they named it Psalm.
Damn, they like,
had
another baby.
With the P in front of it?
Yes, like Psalm from the Bible, like Book of Psalms.
So what's the kid's name?
Psalm West.
East West.
Northwest.
So they got North Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
I could fuck with that.
I love their relationship, man. I wish that whoever I have kids with allows me to have full control over the naming of the child.
I'm, you know what, to be honest, Kim and Kanye, they are made for each other. They're both, they're actually a good fit for each other. I'm not mad at that. Like, their relationship is, it's for them. Whoever she was with before and whoever he was with before, that wasn't their person. So I'm all for it, but they be naming their kids some outlandish stuff. But then again, when your parents are Kim and Kanye, you really not going to be filling out a job application. So you're not really worried about what your resume say at the top. Like, you guarantee that.
Let's 30 seconds address that. Let's address that for 30 seconds because discrimination against names on applications is a systematic way to keep the black and melanated and creative people down. All right, I'm
you know what, but some of these names are out of pocket. Like, some names, you'd be like, really, where the fuck you come up with?
You can't say that. There's no such thing as an out-of-pocket name. You can't.
Okay.
You can't,
yes, there is such thing as an out-of-pocket name, because if you Google it, there's this girl whose name has 1,000 freaking letters, and when you hear her say her name, it's like, how the fuck do you even know how to say your name? If she was on Oprah. She was on Oprah.
To say her name.
Like, her mom, it took her mom 3 months to teach her how to say her name.
Song West, love that name. You sound like a hater. There's somebody in New Jersey named Hitler.
Like I said, when you Kim and Kanye's kids, you really not gonna really, you don't have to fill out a job application. So name a kid whatever you want to name it.
Man, imagine having a beautiful vision of naming your child something that will actually have meaning and be meaningful and be impactful.
Yo, so they said that, so they have to the
name you name the child something that will allow for them to work for somebody else pleasantly for a 9-to-5. Like, I just couldn't.
So allegedly, if your name is too out of pocket, though, for the most part, judges can overturn it.
Word?
Yeah, there's some stipulations, but not many, to what you can't name your kid.
Hitler is one. You can't name your kid Hitler.
I mean, names do be out of pocket, though. Because I'm gonna be this one girl.
Name your kid Nigger.
I don't know, but I met this one girl. Her name was Dexteria. I don't like that name.
Dexterior? I think if you can name your kid nigga,
that ain't named Dexter.
Couple who named baby after Hitler jail for membership of neo-Nazi group.
God damn it. We can find that one in December?
December.
I mean, shit, Young Dolph name is Adolf, so.
That's different.
Yeah. Adolf is a name, but Hitler.
I like that name, though. Adolf?
Adolf is
all the people whose last name were literally Hitler.
I know many people named Adolf, so I mean, like, that one's kind of understandable, but Hitler, like,
it don't don't know a lot of people named Adolf.
I don't know about a lot of people named Adolf.
I mean, you said a lot of people with the last name Hitler, though. So, I mean,
but I mean, I've never met him.
You never met anybody with the last name Hitler? Probably because you don't live in Germany.
Exactly. Well, Hitler didn't have any kids.
Just because he didn't have kids doesn't mean he didn't have family. He had brothers, he had sisters, mothers, cousins.
I don't
have Hitler with the last
name. I don't, but I'm just saying, though, if I after that whole thing, I would change my last name. Like, nah, I ain't trying to be associated with that.
I think I got, I think I got a personal connection to that because, like, my uncle, he killed 3 state troopers in the state of Missouri. And I never changed my last name. And every time I get pulled over by the cops, they'd be like, you know this nigga? And I'd be like, yeah, that's my uncle. He was my favorite uncle. I loved him to death. And then they beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, you're going to name this baby Nigger Brown.
Don't you do that, man. God damn it, don't do it, man.
If you got a name, just ride with that shit. Live with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the government try to govern how your creativity, man. It's just going
But I thought you said this. You changed your name.
I did change my name, but I didn't change it for that reason.
Oh shit! Mm-hmm. As we listen now, you can't be just somebody just talking, nigga.
I changed my name because I wanted to separate myself from my family and my past, and the it was deep, but whatever.
So you just contradicted the previous.
All the people that I loved in my family are dead.
Shit! What about your mama?
God damn!
I said what I said.
He just said all his friends are dead.
This is fucked up. Do you have any hotels, young man?
Nothing impactful.
I mean, it's been an hour and 10 minutes, so I mean.
I got like 3 babies on the way, though. So that's what's up.
Wow. So I'm going to go ahead and read this right here. All characters appearing in hotels are fictitious. I couldn't read it. I'm sorry.
You can't read.
Man, the shit was jumping. You ain't seen it.
Hey, it's hotel spelled with T-A-L-E.
Any resemblance to real persons?
T-A-L-E-S. Hotels is legit real, though. That's all true accounts, and I've gotten permission.
No, but I got to read the disclaimer, man.
Can you let us finesse? God damn.
We understand that you really be out here doing this whole shit. We know
all
that.
All characters appearing in hotels are fictitious. See?
It's going to be weird.
Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Damn,
man. You was
going to
get fucked up on that last word.
I was
not. Y'all got that shit from South Point.
Y'all got that shit from South Point, didn't y'all? I be shooting up clubs like Victor, you feel me?
God, ain't the
no!
I ain't building. What up, mama? God damn, bitch.
God damn, bitch.
You should have seen production when this nigga said, yeah, definitely we did that shit in 1976. This nigga was panicking. He was like, hang up now. I was like, no. I can't. Vic, I can't. This is gold.
This nigga said,
nah, I might be expecting I'm looking forward to it, though. She like 5'11", so... I'm looking to put, because I'm not watching the NBA right now because Melo's gone. So if we have a baby, I want to name our child either 7 or Melo because Melo wore the number 7. And but we're going to spell 7 with a C. C-E-V-Y-N.
This is real. You got kids on the way?
Hey, D'Angelo, can I be the god baby a nigger brown? I mean the god daddy a nigger brown? No, okay. So you real life got 3 babies on the way. I feel like anybody that's, you know, in the mindset that lets you get them pregnant, you may not be the daddy.
Wow.
I mean,
that face.
I got to agree with life on that one because
that face. It, oh, I'm looking at it in replay.
What the fuck?
I can't. Yo, it's rare that you can get this nigga to break any fucking kind of expression. That shit made his
ass. That shit his ass like, what the fuck?
Your fucking eyes got big, little squinted, rolled around.
Nah, there's ways to confirm, but, you know. I look forward to the results. Trust the process.
You can't be talking about Melo and trying to.
You saw that shit got Joel, nigga.
Slow, process, man. Vic back in the building, my guy.
Nate, what's good, baby?
It's good to see you still free.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of stepdaddy shit for like the last couple weeks, so like it ain't really been that interesting. I mean, I've been getting my shots up, like Kobe.
What's hold up, time. What's stepdaddy shit for all the people out here that need to be playing stepdaddy?
Stepdaddy shit. Developing strong and what is it? Strong and useful bonds with kids, being able to be a go-to person, have conversations about school, class, things going on in their lives, you know, giving them a conduit to speak through because they're afraid to be honest with their mother. And I'm like the cool dude that you can be like,
and then,
yeah.
And then when they go to sleep, you fuck their mama.
No. I do that on weekends when they like, you know, they got babysitters or some shit like that.
But when they with their real daddy.
Yeah, something like that.
No, isn't that kind of a waste though to be building these relationships when you really not into relationships because you just kind of?
I feel like it's really more so
building connection because like the people that I know forever. Like I don't have no exes that I can't call right now.
Allow me. I feel like Cash is kind of like Lord Varys. You know what I'm saying? He's like got these kids. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna build a small army. Of motherfuckers that are willing to, you know, do, you know, shit for him, like go steal out the stove.
But Barry's a unit. You can't cap that. Him and Cash, not even. They two different.
No, I'm just talking about like his little birds and shit. You know, Barry's got little birds and shit that he be getting to do his bidding.
Yeah, that was always creepy to me because he was like had all these kids working for him. But that's.
Oh, fuck that. We're talking about Game of Thrones right now.
He ain't had no dick, so it was cool, right?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're definitely talking about Game of Thrones. Hey,
so we got 3 minutes. Any whole shit you gotta say?
Whole shit.
Nigga, did you just? Never mind.
Let me think. Yeah, I got some whole shit. All right. Hey Nick, can I tell the world that I'm trying to get you laid?
Sure.
All right. So I got this gay cousin Nick, right? And he's been hanging around me for like a week. And last night he was like, "Where the hoes at, bro? I'm trying to get some pussy." So the next hotel will be Nick. Nick gets his first pussy.
Hey Nick, can you hear me, Nick?
Yeah.
Why do you still hang around this nigga?
I live here.
all the gay people I know are like so like you know way above being around a nigga like Cash.
What makes me want to try it now?
Partially because I'm hanging around him and Nils all the time, and then secondly, it's always been something that I wanted to do.
Yeah, I like
this nigga. So I got a question then: how do you know you're gay if you never bit the onion? Because you can't say you don't like.
Wait! You can't say that. That's like that's asking why you know he's straight if he's never bit a dick before.
There we go.
But I'm just saying.
That's straight.
Okay, you have to ask him.
I never fucked a nigga.
She was like, "I'm lesbian." She's like, "How do you know you lesbian if you never tried the dick?" So
that's the most offensive statement you can say to a lesbian woman.
I know I'm gay because there's this tingling feeling inside when I see an attractive man. So, yeah.
So you can buy them.
No, I'm not bi. No,
he don't know yet. He don't know yet. He's gonna try.
You gay? You just want to be gay? You're still gonna be gay after that? Because if I start,
pussy gonna change your life, but it's probably not gonna make you not gay. It's gonna change your life.
It's definitely gonna change your
life. It changed my life. I started fucking making sure I started taking a shower 3 times a day, spending money on cologne. Nigga, I'm 14. My mom was like, "That nigga got some pussy."
Brushing my teeth, dressing nicely, working out, push ups, sit ups, keeping a good job, keeping money on me. All of that is because of pussy.
All of that. And so that's why the Whose Mans Is This of the month of today is America for trying to control the pussy.
Why are they trying to control the pussy?
You can't control the pussy. The pussy controls you, you wrinkled old ass white man with the vagina looking neck.
That's the damn problem now. They won't let the pussy take control.
You got let the listen. When the pussy took control over my life, my credit score went up.
What? You know what I'm talking? I got a house.
You know what I'm saying? When the pussy took
control over, I got two cars.
Nigga, my beard started growing, connected and shit. Before I just had sideburns.
Nigga, my AC work. You know what? All my windows go down in my car.
Nigga, I got credit cards.
And up. Several windows go down accounts. And up. You got to add the and up.
And some up. People my bad. And down. Up. And up.
And they can't get it back up until they get home and they got to like kick the door. And then,
America
hey, help me grab
and
this.
Nick. Just let the pussy take over. Nigga. Still be gay, Nick, because I support you in your journey. But just beware. I'm not trying to scare you, Nick, but it's going to change you.
But I'm trying to find like the best pussy I have all year.
But you gonna want some pussy once a month.
I'm gonna try to find the best pussy I had all year, and then like see if she's like down to like to like let Nick experience the best that I've ever had this year.
Nigga, I just pulled up credit card. My shit went up 58 points. Wonder why? Pussy. Bottom line, I didn't give a fuck about no credit score.
I got a text message. I got a text message that said I missed my period. She said maybe. She said maybe my cycles is switching. And I said maybe you a parent. Maybe we should agree on this name. Maybe I should check my credit score. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should come over tonight and celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should
shit.
Use the condom.
Pussy made me wear Nike flip flops.
For real, I got Nike flip flops right now.
I was wearing some Walmart slippers when I was getting them.
The next tattoo I'm gonna get is Adidas.
Now we're just off topic, not talking about. Go over a long time.
I forgot about it.
What's that? What's happening? Why are
there
kids? We talk
the same. Is there kids in the background?
Deanna, she walked in the house. She was playing outside.
Nick, police this shit now, Nick. I'm counting on you, Nick, to get some control over this nigga's life, goddamn it, because he's out of fucking control.
Hey, Nick, be saying me be stepdaddy of the year though.
Nick, man, call me Nick. I need to talk to you, man. This nigga needs to get his shit together. With that being said.
I might be
what's
the
last I'm word? Matter of fact, I don't want you to have your last word, Cash. Nick gets your last word. Nick, what's the last word?
The first is not.
Wait a minute,
this
was on the. Wait a minute, Deanna. Deanna, you fucking up, Deanna. Nick is talking. All right, Nick, say that again.
Last word is no matter what you think, who can rule the world?
Hey! Goddamn Nick! Goddamn Nick, boy.
Listen, we need to get some goddamn Nick 2019 shirts, buddy.
I'm down with that Nick 2019 shirt. I will wear that shit next week.
All right. Deanna's mama, last words.
Oh, I don't even get a name no more. First, tell me I can't think. Now I don't got a name.
Deanna!
Don't ever move to Alabama, please.
Don't.
I mean, I already made a mistake of moving to Georgia because, well, actually, Texas was just as bad. So I'm going to move out the South. How about that one?
Okay. Young Fridge.
That's her last word.
She's about to move out the South.
All right. So my last word is my daughter ran a 5K yesterday.
Rail!
So I still got the shirt on.
Listen.
I got the shirt yesterday.
Listen, Rail.
She trained for like 2 months.
She was talking about it was drama in there. It was a lot.
And she did a fucking thing yesterday, y'all. So that's my last word. Shout out to my daughter.
Shout out to Rail. That's my niece. She's a finisher. She's a finisher.
Supporting her. We had our shirts on and shit.
Hey, it was cute. I love the picture. Don't I just like y'all shit?
You love that
I
shit.
I held the heart on it. Did you see me?
Shout out to Cash. Cash showed up for the Cash showed up for the pre-run and also after the run. He was on my live and everything like that. Appreciate you.
Cash is a good uncle. Cash is a good. I give him that. He brought my daughter tacos and donuts. She was like, "Damn, I like that nigga, but I don't like his hair. It's like a mop."
She definitely said that.
She showed up. Look at my mama showed up, and she didn't even want to stand with us. She stood on the other side because she wanted my daughter to see her first. When the fuck she turned the corner?
That's some grandmama shit. That's some classic bullshit that grandmamas do.
And I told her, I said, "Mama, you really stood up there by yourself?" That's right. I want my baby to see me when she come around the corner. I said,
"Listen, go Rail." My last word, I got two last words. Pussy rules the world.
Hashtag that.
Nigga spoons. Y'all thought that shit didn't exist. Nah, shouts out to YouTube. Shouts out to what's let's go down the line.
Hey, shout out to YouTube. Shout out to Anchor. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast.
Shit, man. You gonna make, man.
Shout out to Instagram.
Man, why you gonna make me do this right?
Cash App. Everything is Whose Man's Is This Podcast, guys.
You know it, man. You
support
know
the movement. We here. We only left out for Mother's Day. Why? Because pussy rules the world.
That's actually pretty accurate, right?
You understand what I'm saying?
Even though Fred is ready to go live.
Yo, Fred, I also got threatened.
I had the whole show written out.
I got reservations, my nigga.
Y'all was like, yeah, hey, we ain't doing no show this week.
I didn't even have the phone. Listen, I didn't even have the phone. I just noticed my watch going off in between my wife trying on dresses, asking me, does this make her look fat when she's 37 months pregnant, and me telling her no. I seen that I had, like, show ideas. I was like, what? And of course, because pussy rules the world, Desiree was like, fuck boy, we're not even doing the show. Duh, we had a vote.
Yeah, we had to vote. I was like, when we vote?
The vote was, do y'all want to do a show or do y'all want to disrespect y'all? It was like, do we want to not do the show or disrespect fuck the fuck mama. Out of your mothers?
No, it was like this. Do y'all want to not have the show or is it just fuck your mama?
Right.
That was the vote. Everybody put
it
like, not have the show.
I'm not picking on no sentence that says fuck my mama in it.
Fuck my mama.
You just said you didn't love your mama, my nigga.
Yeah, he did just say that. Hey, shout out to Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker,
holla.
CastBox,
holla.
Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher. Y'all boy run our shit, and we love y'all shit, and we appreciate your shit.
And YouTube, it's all Whose Man's Is This Podcast. The Cash App is $, Whose Man's Is This Podcast. The Facebook is Whose Man's Is This Podcast. The Instagram is Whose Man's Is This Podcast. And we out. Nigga Spoon, wait, DJ wait, wait, Easy.
I got a dark hole moment.
What?
So when we was talking about the adoption shit earlier, and she said that she had three adopted brothers, instantly I thought about Pornhub.
What?
I know you're talking about.
Man. We're not doing that, man. We're not doing that. Yo, he was like, I'm about to go Google that shit on Pornhub.
You know what
man.
I'm saying?
That shit got to be a real porn.
Yeah,
I was thinking in my head, like, I didn't want to say nothing,
big
but
booty,
I was like, damn,
big
so she got
booty skip sister gets done by shit. Three horny adopted
I
brothers.
I know what you're talking about, too.
Yo, stay off of Pornhub, man.
I went down that dark road one night. We don't need to go there.
What?
All right, show's over. All right, show's over. Can you shoot in the background?
Yes!
I wanted to end it on nigga spoons.